The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and for the next hour, information that you can use to improve your life. Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning, Janet. So on Saturday, we were at a seminar, and a couple of important things came out. Patient told his doctor that he broke his leg in two places. And the doctor told the patient, stop going to those places.
Now, just a little lightness for Monday morning.
That was a Henny Youngman joke. But another little...
It seems like it is a very, very real reflection of often how patients get treated by mainstream practitioners.
Or Alan King used to make jokes about his brother, the doctor. Did you know he really didn't have a brother who was a doctor?
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. Okay.
But he used to say, you go to the doctor, doc, it hurts when I do this. Stop doing that, right? but another one that I really liked, and this is really exemplary of how medicine is practiced in this country, that is mainstream medicine, where the underlying causes of illness are ignored. And what happens when you ignore the illness? You know, 10, 20 years down the line, you're going to have something really bad crop up when you could have intervened earlier and probably avoided things like that. What are we talking about? Talking about heart disease, cancer, diabetes. You know, all the diseases you'd want to try and prevent, but all they're doing is, first of all, they're not doing the proper testing to identify them. And then when they do identify, they just treat a symptom and not removing the underlying cause. So this was the the picture they painted, the word picture. The doctor's on the 40th story of a building, and the patient's on the 60th floor, and he jumps out the window. And as he passes the doctor on the 40th floor, he says to the doctor, so far, so good.
All righty. You know?
and that's what's happening. You know, you don't really appreciate the risks that you're ignoring because they're asymptomatic, but eventually they're going to create a problem.
Okay, but how about the very, very specific way that medicine is practiced here in the United States? You have a symptom? Oh, we have a drug for that, and you won't experience the symptom anymore, but the deterioration, the stress on a particular function of your body is still there. But the symptom is no longer apparent.
And when they come up with information that might be contrary to their agenda, and I'm talking about the medical establishment's agenda, they bury the information. You know, it doesn't get out to the public.
How about, speaking about buried information, certainly the patients that are buried with the adherence to mainstream practices with regard to cancer, and I'm thinking about chemotherapy and radiation. And 25 years ago at a cancer conference in Oklahoma, the researchers, one after another, got up to speak and talked about the patient literally starving to death with the application of chemotherapy and radiation. So also, when you're talking about buried information, when a pharmaceutical company is testing a new drug, and there's an adverse response or a failure to address the particular issue the drug is meant to address, that information is very often pushed aside, and only the positive research makes it to the authorities with regard to an application for drug status. So a lot of information buried out there. And here on Natural Doc Radio, we're going to dig it up.
Well, here's a perfect example of that. And this, I don't think, never made it to the public. Back in August of 2014, a high-level Center for Disease Control scientist went public with an announcement, or admission, better, that he and other scientists knowingly committed scientific fraud at the CDC. And they did this to bury any public knowledge of the scientific evidence linking vaccines and autism. So they knew there was a connection, but they buried the evidence because they didn't want to lose their job, basically.
One of the things that I think is critically important to say is there an absolute direct line between a vaccine and the neurological damage? Well, there may be, but so far we haven't necessarily uncovered that direct line. But what we do know is if the child is ill with any kind of virus and that vaccine overwhelms the child's immune system, is the child teething so that there's a disturbance in normal temperature and you add a vaccine? Yes, indeed, there is potential for damage there. Is the child deficient in vitamin C, in vitamin D? Is the child's microbiome disturbed because of exposure to antibiotics? All of those connections make the infants more vulnerable during the vaccination process.
And Jen, here's another story. And we talked a little bit about Ebola. It was all over the media and everybody was talking about it. And we all knew about the Ebola patients brought to this country and then transferred to the Dallas hospital, where some lived, some died, a nurse got sick. But the timing was during the run-up to the midterm elections. And the Democrats were not in a good position to win much. So the White House put out an order to the national media, no more Ebola stories. Remember that? Sort of stopped cold.
Right.
All of a sudden.
Right.
Nobody's talking about it. The entire mainstream media censored nearly all stories about Ebola in the U.S., apparently on orders from the federal government. I don't know how you find this stuff. You never find out, but I'm sure they can do that.
Zika's kind of dropped from the headlines as well.
They still reported Ebola in Africa, but the CDC is still tracking at least 1,400 possibly Ebola infections in the United States, but you don't hear a word on it now.
Okay, so here's my take on that. There's so much we don't hear a word on it. And so what do you need to do to address that? Reduce your risks. Reduce your risks by supporting your immune system, by getting enough rest, good quality water, avoiding GMO foods. And the list goes on and on.
Well, here's another story that makes you lose faith in the government as well. And this
is what this is all about. Did you still have some faith in the government?
Well you keep hoping that they're going to be honest with the people. After all, aren't we their employers?
We are. And in our minds, I think that's the position that we hold,
right?
That they work for us. And indeed, they don't work for us. They work for the people who pay them, who pays them, the corporations.
Well, that's why people have rejected all of the, what's the term? Anyway, they're going for the insurgent
candidates
and rejected all of the
establishment
candidates.
Okay, so here's this picture. Imagine you with very, very strong ethical commitments and an idea that going into a legislative body, you could make a difference because of your morality, because of your ethics. Nobody in there is going to work with you.
Well, that sort of reminds me of the stories I used to tell about unions, where you a new guy comes into the workforce and he's really good and efficient, and all the union guys say, "Oh, slow it down.
You're making us look bad."
All right, but I want to go to this one because this is an important one. Do you? I don't know if you buy honey.
I have a supplier in Central Florida, raw, organically produced honey.
So here's a headline. And you see, you know that there would be, maybe that's a much higher quality honey than you might buy in the store, but you don't know how much higher in quality. 75% of high-profile honey brands, now tell me if you knew this, contain no honey.
I knew that a lot of the honey brands were adulterated, and that's why I'd pretty much never buy a honey off the shelf in a grocery store. It very much has been adulterated.
Well, let me tell you how it's adulterated. Very interesting. But the reason honey has been promoted.
And I'm going to say, can I say what it's adulterated with before you read it?
No, because, okay, go ahead.
Okay. High fructose corn syrup.
Yeah. But here's why we like honey. It's a good source of vitamins and minerals. It's a better alternative to sugar to sweeten things. Plus, it also kills bacteria, viruses, and fungi. And it may also lower cholesterol and inflammation. That's if you get the real honey. But you have a lot of inexpensive honeys in the supermarkets that don't meet those standards.
What is something the government requires of honey before it can be put on the shelves? Pasteurization. And when you pasteurize the honey, you neutralize all of the enzymes. You neutralize some of the micronutrients that you use honey, the benefit from.
It's even worse than that. We'll get to that after the break.
Okay, so the rest of the story. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Zimmerelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we'll be back with more about your honey. At AMT Centers, testing is designed to give you important information before symptoms of disease appear. You get the information needed to evaluate potential disease development. With cutting-edge labs such as Singulex, Innovative, Genova, Doctors Data, and many more, you'll receive definitive evaluations of health issues before problems arise. Learn more at amtcenters.com or call 754-216-2332. 754-216-2332.
Janet Zimmerelli is a licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. Are you in search of the fountain of youth, trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Through her remote counseling sessions, she works with many clients to help them manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She can help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. She offers sessions through telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she provides you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at JanetCimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we're talking about how the media deliberately ignores very important information that would be supportive of our good health. We are talking about how the media deliberately misleads us. Dr. Slavin?
Okay, we were talking about honey and how 75% of high-profile honey brands contain no honey. Imagine that. You would never think of that. So how did they come up with this? They sent over 60 different jars bought in 10 states and the District of Columbia to be evaluated. And they found the market to be flooded with fake Indian or Chinese honey, which, by the way, is already banned in Europe for safety reasons. Plus, it's often contaminated with antibiotics or heavy metals and doesn't contain any trace of pollen. So apparently, you know, that's not important enough for the FDA in this country.
The FDA that is watching over the safety of the products we consume, Dr. Slavin, that FDA?
Well, I think the FDA has a motto, do as I say, not as I do.
Ah, that.
So here's what they say. Any product that's been ultra-filtered and no longer contains pollen is in honey, states the FDA. However, nothing seems to be done about it, and fake processed honey is still sold in grocery stores all over the U.S. Now, the reason for that is much less expensive. So here's what's actually happening. In the normal honey-making process, honey is filtered to remove contaminants such as bee parts, waxes, and other impurities. Nothing wrong there. Nobody wants to chew on bee parts or wax, right? Ultrafiltration, a little bit different, is a technique refined by the Chinese, and that's a high-tech procedure in which honey is heated and pushed through extremely fine filters at high pressure.
Kind of laundering the honey, eh?
Sounds like reverse osmosis for honey.
Mm-hmm.
This technique not only removes contaminants, but pushes out the pollen and many other beneficial vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, too.
So what do they do with all those beneficial components?
Well, why would a company go through all these expensive filtration steps to end up with an inferior product void of all its nutrients? So removal of all pollen from honey makes no sense and is completely contrary to marketing the highest quality product possible. And that was a statement by the president of the American Honey Producers Association. So this is what's going on here, kind of interesting. China is known to produce cheap honey diluted with inexpensive sweeteners such as high fructose corn syrup, like you said earlier.
Right.
Many countries have banned Chinese honey as it's all too often contaminated with antibiotics and heavy metals. And we know that to be true from China.
Ooh.
So after a few scandals, the U.S. decided to pose higher taxes on Chinese honey so that U.S. companies would buy real, locally produced honey. So what do you think happened when they did that? The Chinese honey producers are now laundering their cheap fake honey by sending them to another country before shipping it to the U.S.
Oh, no.
In so doing, they avoid the higher import taxes, making it still cheaper than honey produced in the U.S. Now, to cover up the dirty laundering secret, and this is the reason why you want to ultrafiltrate, because by ultrafiltration, you remove the pollen, because pollen serves as a fingerprint. It can tell you exactly where the honey comes from. And then you could trace it back to honey. But when you ultrafiltrate it, you're really not left with much except a thick yellow goo, right? So
a very sweet, thick yellow goo.
So they, you know, people from the Golden Heritage Foods say, we're well aware of the tricks being used by some brokers to sell honey that originated in China and laundering it in a second country by filtering out the pollen and other adulterants. So here's what happens. So ultrafiltration produces a crystal clear, easy, so if your honey is crystal clear, easy to pour, yellowish liquid, you may have the kind of honey you want to avoid. While raw, unprocessed honey is cloudier, less pourable and spreadable. It may even contain small parts of the honeycomb, too.
Right.
So if you're a honey lover, as Janet said earlier, you should stick to buying honey from local organic farms or co-ops. According to findings from Food Safety News, 76% of samples bought at grocery stores had all pollen removed. All samples coming from drugstores or single-portion packages from fast food chains, such as KFC or McDonald's, had all pollen removed. So if all the pollen's removed, that means you're getting Chinese honey. That means you're getting honey lookalikes. Oh, knockoffs of honey.
Oh, gee.
On the contrary, now who would have thought? And we know that from China, you can get knockoffs of
designer brands,
and things like that. Now it's honey. On the contrary, samples that came from farmers' markets, co-ops, and other natural stores all had a decent amount of pollen and could be called real honey.
Okay, Dr. Slavin, so all of the good things that are filtered out of that honey and then that leftover yellow goo is shipped to another country, from China to another country, where are all those nutrients going? Are they staying in China and being used to support the health of the population in China? Are they making other products from those components? And, okay, I understand economics of this. But when you're spending so much money filtering out the good things, aren't you just not making a good economic decision there?
Well, it's still, as I said, it's far less expensive. They're filtering it out because they had to. It's coming from China. You had to get the
contaminations,
heavy metals, contaminants, all that other stuff out of it.
Antibiotics, yeah.
But they want to remove the pollen so you can't trace where it's coming from. And it's still cheaper to call that honey and sell it. So you want to, I guess you can't buy it in the stores unless you know that the brand is reputable. Well, you know, even they say 70 well-known brands may have this. So you just have to know what you're buying.
Okay, so I'm going to contact my source for really good, high-quality honey. And he sells pollen. He sells
royal jelly.
I don't have any royal jelly from him, but I do have the honey and the pollen. And I'll see if I'm able to give out his number and his website, and people can order his honey. It's absolutely fabulously delicious.
I have bought Manuka honey. Yeah. Now, I don't know, now that they said this, how do I even know that, you know, that's the real thing?
Well, like they said, if you've bought it in a health food store, the potential for having quality is very, very...
I hope it's there, but I think you're far better off going to
local producer.
Right.
And at the green markets, very often beekeepers are selling their honey and the other bee products. The information about how to choose something in the grocery store, make sure it says on the label that it has not been pasteurized. Because when you pasteurize the honey, you lose a lot of the quality enzymes and the nutrients that make honey so beneficial.
Now, I'm just curious. We've talked a lot about how the bee populations are being decimated in this country. What do your beekeepers say? Have you ever spoke to them about that?
I did speak to a beekeeper in Delray Beach, and it is an issue that, all of a sudden the bee colony just disappears. And what happens is the ability of the bee that's been out foraging among blossoms to get back to the hive has become impaired. So the bees never make it back to the hive. And that's the contributing factor to the colony collapse disorder. If people would look on their herbicides and pesticides that are available at every Home Depot, at every Lowe's, all of the Kmart, Sears, all of those places, you read the fine print on that and it says, this product has been shown to be harmful to birds and insects. All right. So
why are you buying that product in the first place?
To kill weeds.
Oh, just weeds.
I don't want to bend down and pull a weed out of the ground. That might make my muscles a little sore. So I want to stand up straight and spray some nasty chemical on it. So we are the ones contributing to the colony collapse disorder. And it's the specific glyphosate in the Roundup that has been absolutely connected to colony collapse.
But I'm sure it's some of the other chemicals, too.
As well.
And it's unfortunate that people aren't aware of it just because they probably say, well, they sell it in a store. It must be safe.
And
who reads the small print
okay,
anyway?
And read the instructions about contacting the poison control when you are exposed to it, either inhaled or your skin.
Well, they should. Maybe it's in the small print.
It's in the very small print.
Wear a hazmat suit when you use the stuff.
Okay, absolutely. It is that toxic.
So, do
people understand that when they go out into their yards, they see, maybe they'll see a cardinal, maybe they'll see a mockingbird, but a lot of the other birds, you just don't see them anymore.
And I think if you're a golfer, you ought to ask what they're putting on the lawns.
I used to live on a golf course, and it is heartbreaking what you see them do to the golf courses. And I tell my golfer clients, take your clothes and your shoes off in the garage, wrap them up in a towel, and put them right into the washing machine and wash them twice, the first time with just water and then the second time with soap and water. Keep your shoes in the garage. Do not ever bring your shoes.
I was going to say you should wear those hip-high, those wading boots.
Okay, that's a thought.
Protect yourself.
Yeah.
But no, I'd be curious to see if they'd even let you know. What are they spraying on the lawn? What's the chemicals? Because there is a higher incidence of neurological disease and other things that people have experienced, and they see a connection between exposure, and the golf courses are a great place of exposure.
Okay, take a look around the Disney amusement parks. That flowering beauty doesn't come naturally. And so when you're talking about golf courses, think about St. Andrews in Scotland. Does it look like our golf courses? No, I don't think so. That music means it's time for us to take a break. You're on Natural Doc Radio with Janet Zimmerelli here with Dr. Hope Slavin. We'll be right back.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Dr. Herbert Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor. We are located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find us on the web at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience, clean, comfortable, and efficient. We guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest price. We test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. We draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostic, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call us today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
The Institute of Advanced Medicine introduces holistic and comprehensive ways to maintain your health, maintain your energy and immunity, your flexibility and your wellness. The team of specialists at the Institute of Advanced Medicine offer all the services to enhance and support all categories of function, health, and well-being. You can call 954-748-4991 to make an appointment today. 954-748-4991. And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. And for the next half hour, lots of information that you can use to improve your good health. Dr. Slavin, I know over the weekend you attended a seminar on detoxification. Was that the main focus of the talk?
Well, no.
No.
the main focus was joint tissue health.
Okay.
Now, the interesting thing that was pointed out was there are a lot of natural products available that have reduced the need for hip replacements and knee replacements if they would only be used in time. And that's where that analogy came up with a patient jumping off the 60th floor. And on his way down at the 40th floor, he tells the doctor, so far, so good. You have to plan on preventing these conditions. You can't just allow them to happen and hope to correct it at that point. Because at that point, that's when the doctors are going to say hip replacement, knee replacement. We don't want to wait for that point. And you can tell whether you're at risk or not, you know, 10, 20 years sooner.
Okay, so at Advanced Medical Testing Centers, there are a number of tests that certainly patients are not going to hear about these tests from their physicians. So what are some of the things that patients could possibly look for in the testing profile so that years before there was significant deterioration in a joint, your hip, your knee, your shoulder, before that deterioration occurred, you could be testing to see how those joints were holding up, so to speak, and that if something were detected, what would some of the approaches be to overcome the deterioration before it progressed to a really serious point?
Well, this was an interesting point that they made at the meeting, and they studied this. Now, we've been told, when I say we, you know, physicians are trained, the public has been told, osteoarthritis is a wear and tear condition. You know, it's wear and tear on the joint. And therefore, I don't know, what can you do? Maybe lose weight. That's about it.
Oh, chemistry of your blood. Is your body chemistry too acidic? That would tend to contribute to wear and tear. The imbalance between calcium and magnesium, calcium possibly accumulating in the soft tissue around a joint that leads to cartilage deterioration. So that smooth tissue that's meant to keep a joint flexible, the two long bones coming together in a joint, the ends of the bones covered in cartilage, and as that cartilage deteriorates, calcium tends to accumulate in that area, again, further accelerating the deterioration of the joint. When you get a picture of the cartilage beginning to crack, then little bits of the cartilage just totally dry out and deteriorate and flake away until the cartilage is gone. And what do the doctors tell you? Well, it's bone on bone. And if we would just maintain the proper chemistry of our blood and tissue and support the chemistry of all of the tissue around the joints, deterioration.
And what happens when you have a lot of pain in a joint? It might be the knee or the shoulder or the elbow. And by the way, the shoulder and elbow and even your hands, they're not weight-bearing. They're not wear and tear joints like your hips and knees are. But nevertheless, they succumb to, quote, osteoarthritis, the wear and tear disease. It's not from wear and tear. It's from inflammation. And one of the inflammatory factors that they're associating with it is leptin.
Really?
Yep. And
very, very interesting. Mm-hmm. So that was what they were talking, began discussing. Very, very interesting. So the ways to address that leptin issue?
Well, leptin is increased in obesity. It contributes to inflammation and cartilage destruction.
Wow, I never heard that before.
And it can be the metabolic link between the two conditions. So there are ways you can prevent this. And this is where the testing comes in again. You know, you can test your leptin levels. It's available. We do it routinely, by the way.
Okay, so leptin is a level that can be determined by a blood test.
Yes.
Okay.
So now I want to get into, all right, so you come in and you do a lot of testing and you find, you know, sometimes I joke with patients. I say to them,
are they laughing?
I bet you thought you were healthy when you came here.
Okay, so you would
felt
test.
Good.
But right.
Then you find all these issues, but I point out to them, well, if you went to another doctor, you would have stayed healthy because they wouldn't have found anything, because all they do is a CBC, a chemistry panel, a urinalysis. And by and large, yeah, those things don't become abnormal until you're at the end stage of a problem.
How about CRP? How good of a flag is CRP?
It's one of them. It's sometimes elevated. We might see it elevated at 30 to 40% of the people.
Okay, what about
symptoms, but some of the other ones are even more sensitive.
Sedrate?
Not as sensitive. You know, we'll see that. That's another inflammatory marker.
Fibrinogen?
Another inflammatory marker. Might be elevated. And here's the problem with any of these inflammatory markers when you see them elevated is you really don't know where it's coming from, what's causing it. That's the problem. And I'll ask the patient, how do you feel? Any pain anywhere? A lot of them will say no.
Yeah.
I ask them, what about dental issues? But we do know one thing, that sugar is a pro-inflammatory.
Okay, so urinary pH, how much of if it's 5, a very, very low pH, is that a contributing flag?
Not really.
Not really? Okay.
No, actually,
do you test pH of the blood?
No.
Okay.
The pH of the body is going to maintain the pH of the blood at the expense of your bones, for example. So if you're eating a lot of protein, for example, which is acidifying, your body is going to take calcium out of your bones to neutralize that acid. So the pH of the blood really stays very constant. If it didn't, you would die. So that's why that happens. So the pH of the blood is important when someone's in the intensive care unit on a respirator, and you really have to monitor everything that's going on about them.
Okay, how important is water in this whole picture?
Water is extremely important, of course. That's probably the number one detoxifying agent. So that's where I was going. So you do all these tests, you see things are wrong, and then you say, but I feel good. I don't have to do anything. That's like waving to the doctor at the 40th floor saying, so far, so good. So what is detoxification? It's not a mystery. It's the process whereby people who have chronic health complaints, and I'm going to add my own or no complaints at all.
Okay. Very, very appropriate, I say, for the foods we're exposed to, the environment we live in, the water that we're exposed to. We all need to detoxify on a pretty regular basis.
So it's people with chronic health complaints or no complaints at all. So they have abnormalities on their lab work. And it's due to low-grade or chronic poisoning of their metabolism from accumulated toxins. And you get these, like Janet just said, from the environment, from the food, even from stress.
So, it took the words out of my mouth, Dr. Slavin.
So now you've heard the term functional medicine, and I think, I'm not sure who the first person that came up with that term, been around for a while.
Well, it makes perfect sense. You want to optimize the function of all of the systems of your body. I think one of the commercials might say that.
Well, okay, so here's a definition. Functional medicine is based on the strategy of reducing the burden of substances to which the gastrointestinal mucosa and liver are exposed. And the way to do that is you provide nutritional support for the GI tract and liver. And by doing that, one will reduce their symptoms that are common in chronically ill. Now, I should say chronically ill, asymptomatic people, or chronically ill people with minor symptoms. You see, that's what are minor symptoms of chronically ill? You know, your aches and pains, are you running to take an Advil or a Motrin for, or your chronic headaches, all that heartburn and gastrointestinal problems. So this is what detoxification is used for, because done properly, it will correct everything. that's going on in your body?
All of the trips to the dermatologist, because you have all kinds of outbreaks on your skin, your body is overwhelmed. The detox pathways are overwhelmed, and the debris is coming out through your skin.
So, you know, some of the sources of all these toxins, you have the environment, lifestyle habits, smoking, excess alcohol, or even caffeine. Then you have the dysbiosis, which is the imbalance of bacteria in your digestive tract. These stress your liver and immune system. Then you have probably one of the biggest things, non-nutritive diet. That's the diet that most
Standard
Americans
Standard American eat. Diet.
Right. And then you also have inadequate physical activity. The recommendation at the meeting was probably a half hour of nonstop activity a day. Shouldn't
okay.
be a burden for people.
Okay, can I do an hour and a half three times a week?
You know, I'm not sure if that's... My personal feeling is probably a half hour every day is better.
Absolutely, I agree with you. So unfortunately, I'm doing.
To give you an idea of the extent of our exposure to these environmental toxins, there are over 80,000 synthetic compounds, 1 billion pounds of over 19,000 registered pesticides. We were talking about pesticides before. So a billion pounds of these pesticides is applied to U.S. soil and plants each year, plus 78 million per 105 million households use some form. So more than half of the households. So it's not just industrial use.
So think about all of the people who here in Florida, I think we are a huge abuser of pesticides. We have our houses treated. When you're constructing a house, it is treated, the lumber is treated with arsenic to prevent termites. On and on and on, what are sprayed on our lawns, what's sprayed in our houses to keep pests down. And that music means that you are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, and we're about to take a break. We'll be back with more information for your good health. Stay tuned.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
Are you looking for expert advice on improving your health? You want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule consultations with me, Janet Cimarelli, at janetcimarelli.com. I'm a licensed nutrition counselor, and I specialize in the field of natural foods and supplements. I offer consultations with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. I'll educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. I will include information on overcoming allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with me, and I'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health. Visit JanetCimarelli.com and tune in to hear me on Natural Doc Radio here on WNN Monday through Friday, 10 to 11.
And I don't hear any music anymore, so I guess we're back. And
we're back.
Okay, wonderful. And so...
Well, we were talking about toxins, and to put things in perspective a little bit. In the United States, they use about 2.2 pounds per hectare. So
my brain doesn't compute that. But
we're going to put things in contrast here. In China, they use 10.3.
And in the United States?
2.2.
Oh, shoo.
In England,
my goodness.
They use 3 pounds. In Japan, 13.1. So they're using even more than China. Italy, 5.6. And Cameroon, 0.2. So that's where you want to live.
Okay. So
buy food from Cameroon.
Okay. How's the political situation in Cameroon?
I don't know. All right. Now, the World Health Organization estimates that 3 to 25 million workers are poisoned annually worldwide. And the number is probably higher than that. And 18,000 will die. For example, I don't know how they determine, how was the those toxic synthetic compounds causing their death. I think the number, they're probably contributing to almost every death we have, both from a cancer point of view, from a cardiovascular point of view. And here's our crackerjack Environmental Protection Agency, that's worried about, not worried about, lead in the water or other things. But there's over 1,000 chemicals that are used in this country currently that have not even been reviewed by them. So you have chemicals out there, and nobody's checked on them, but they're still being used. So what do you do when you go through a detox program? You want to minimize toxic exposure. You want to make sure your bowels move regularly. You want to promote a healthy gut microbial ecology. In other words, balance the bacteria in your gut. You want to make sure your body is detoxifying all these toxins, phase 1 and phase 2. In the liver are responsible for that. You want to maintain good hydration. It means you want to drink adequate amounts of water, another way of detoxifying these things. You want to encourage, here's another important point, perspiration. For example, heavy exercise or sauna, another way of detoxification. And you want to encourage adequate amounts of sleep. So you can ask yourself, do you meet those criteria, or are you falling behind in a few areas? So that means, if you're not detoxifying things properly, that means you're accumulating toxins.
Absolutely. So think about the whole profile of all of my Janet's Best formulas, Dr. Slavin. The Janet juice that's giving you all of the antioxidant protection from natural substances to protect your healthy cells.